from the Mercy One studio live from the Iowa State Fair.
The Diocese of Des Moines prayerfully and proudly presents In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, a half hour of news, conversation, and reflection. And now, broadcasting In the Heartland, the Most Reverend Richard E. Pates, Bishop of Des Moines.
Welcome to In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, live from the Iowa State Fair. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. On today's show, we're visiting with Frank Roby of St. Joseph Parish in Des Moines, who is Assistant Plan Operations Director. We'll talk to him about his role at the fair and how they keep things running smoothly as thousands enter into the fairgrounds each day. But before we get today's interview, let's find out what's on the Bishop's mind.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Beautiful, beautiful day out here. Huh?
Yes, it is. The weather's gorgeous.
The forecast is a nice day throughout.
Yes.
So people should take advantage of it, huh?
It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day. Low humidity and temperature right around the low 80s.
Uh-huh. And so I think you have an opportunity, all, if you come out here early in the morning, like we did, no crowds.
Yeah.
Get those first hot dogs, you know.
That's right.
Fresh off the griddle.
As I was walking down to this booth, I could smell all the food cooking on the grounds.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes you hungry.
Something that we're really enjoying out here. So come on out and enjoy the day. We're right next to Bill Riley's stage, talent stage. I think that was designed for you, Kelly.
Enhance
all of your talent.
Right.
That's wonderful. Anyway, have had a busy week, a very enjoyable week. Yesterday we had our seminarian convocation with the all of our, we had 15 of our 17 seminarians together. We had an opportunity to visit with them, to also have a beautiful luncheon with the Sarah Club, and to visit with each one of them. Perhaps it got a little garrulous in our discussion, so I have to come together with three others I didn't get to throughout the day in the conversation. But anyway, we're very blessed in the Diocese of Des Moines with 17 seminarians who begin this fall. And, they're widely representative, and I think also diverse. We have, people, two or three Latinos, individual who is from Nigeria, a person whose traces his heritage to China, and all of that sort of thing. So it's a wonderful group of young men, and we're tremendously, tremendously blessed. And then last night, we have a group of young adults called Novos, and they have various outings, and they're very kind enough to invite me to the Cubbies game last night. The Cubs played Las Vegas. They came out ahead, beautiful game, 4-3. So they looked very sharp and at it, And had a friend there, Angela Murphy.
Sure.
She's from St. Francis of Assisi, and she was waving to me, and we were greeting each other. And lo and behold, she said, if I win, I'll give it to you. And I didn't know exactly what she was going to talk about. Well, she won, And she won it's a 50-50 split or something like that.
Sure.
And came up with $928.62.
Wowee.
So
yeah.
It was a wonderful opportunity. And so she was very generous, made a grand presentation at the end of the ball game. And so I told her that we were going to use it to provide scholarships for our students from Our Lady of the Americas who will be attending NCYC in November in Indianapolis. So wonderful kids. The kids have never been able to go there before. And so I think this will be an exciting day for them, all because of Angela, huh?
Yeah, very
and
nice.
Angela's good luck and wonderful opportunity to be there. And then we went to the diocesan staff picnic. And we're, as usual, very enjoyable time. And our staff is very good at bags. Have you ever heard of bags?
Yes,
you get
I have.
These bags, you'd have a little board, and you flip it about 20 feet, and all of a sudden try to get it in the center, So we were so good that we even had a little tournament. They went through.
We have a bags tournament here during the fair on the fairgrounds.
Well, we'll send our champions.
There you go.
We have the champions turned out to be Kathy Jordan and John Wynn. Right to the very end, 21-20 or whatever. And so it was a very exciting day. Everybody was at the edge of their seats throughout the entirety of it.
It was a nail-biter.
It was a nail-biter. But anyway, had a very good time. And just give an opportunity to really thank the diocesan staff who serves us so very beautifully and so very well. And they're also so remarkably dedicated. So to have that opportunity to be with them was really enjoyed it a great deal. And take our hats off to them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll welcome Frank Roby of St. Joseph Parish in Des Moines to talk about his work at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, live from the Iowa State Fair. You're listening to In the Heartland with Bishop Pates on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org. Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates is heard every Friday morning at 9 across Central Iowa on Iowa Catholic Radio and in Nebraska and Southwest Iowa on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. We're live from the Iowa State Fair. On today's show, we're visiting with Frank Roby of St. Joseph Parish in Des Moines, who is Assistant Plant Operations Director at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. We'll talk to him about how they prepare for the fair and keep things running smoothly when tens of thousands of people are pouring in.
Well, good morning, Frank. You got an absolutely beautiful day. You have to be tremendously pleased to have this weather and all the excitement that goes to the Iowa State Fair.
Boy, it is a beautiful day. I tell people I live for days like this with the low humidity and the mild temperatures and whatnot. And if you were going to come to the fair, today would be the day.
Today's the day. So pack a lunch, come on out, and enjoy the all the festivities. Frank, you're from the east side here.
I am. I grew up just about 5 miles straight north of the fairgrounds.
Okay, so you haven't ventured too far, your family life or work life or whatever, huh?
That's right. I grew up there, and then now I currently live about 2.5 miles away, and plus makes it a short commute to and from work.
Too. So, and you avoid the crowd. Do you come early and leave late?
I come very early, and I leave very, very late, okay. Or I leave very, very early.
Okay, whatever might be the time of day that you're involved with.
Yeah.
So good. So tell us a little bit about your family. So you live out there in Pleasant Hill?
I do. My wife and I, Kathy, we've been married. We will have been married 30 years this September. And our oldest son, Ben, is engaged to be married. And you had mentioned Novus earlier, and he met his bride-to-be at the Novus gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be a popular place.
Well, I think so.
A number of romances have emerged. Novus means the first time.
Huh? Yes, and yeah. She's a fantastic young lady, and her family are just wonderful folks, so we're really happy about that. And then, and he is also employed here at the fair. He works in the carpenter shop. He is a carpenter here. He's been here, I think this is his third fair, so
it's a Roby family affair.
It is. We've got it covered here on all angles. Then our next son down is Bradley, and you know Brad well. He's one of your seminarians.
Right, one of those that we gathered with yesterday.
Yes, and he's got, I believe, 2 years left, and then he'll, God willing, be ordained a priest.
Right, he went down to Mexico for the summer.
He did. He spent several weeks down there, and it sounds like he had a wonderful time down there. I haven't had a whole lot of time to visit with him as of now because of busy getting prepared for the fair and whatnot, but it sounds like he had a great time.
Good thing. You know, it's so very important. We have so many Hispanics in our diocese, upwards of 40,000.
Yes.
And so constituting basically almost a third of the diocese now in terms of our population.
It's really growing.
In the last 10 years, we've gone from 3 Sunday Masses to about 12 to 13. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, very significant growth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, what is really needed for all those who are listening and thinking about a vocation, we need the bilingual priests, people who can deal with both the English and the Spanish, because our parishes are growing kind of on a bicultural, bilingual manner.
Sure.
So that's wonderful that he spends the time. We're just really so grateful to him. And the two others were with him down there, too.
Sure,
enjoying
yes.
the pizza and all that. So there were
tacos.
Tacos.
Street tacos. And we asked him about all the different foods he had. He had a few favorites. He lived with, as you well know, he lived with a family down there. He and Nick Stark were kind of roommates living with a host family. And sounded like they just had a fantastic time. Sounds like the folks that they stayed with were common, everyday people, get up and go to work and come home and live their life the best they can. And it's kind of amazing to me that they were able to go down there and these host families would take them in and treat them like one of their family period of time. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and you really adapt to the culture. And then I think, you know, all of the sort of bias we might have or whatever melts away.
Yes.
Because once you get to know people and understand them, they're just like us. And, you know, we don't have these artificial barriers, you know, that have created, you know, such difficulties here in our country through the mass murders and all that sort of thing. So it's that personal interaction that is so vital and so very important. Well, great. And then so you have two or three other children too, I guess?
Yes, we have our daughter Katie. She'll be a senior at Dowling Catholic starting this fall, and she's looking to her college aspirations after college or after high school. So she's done a few college visits this summer. She thinks she wants to be a school teacher, much like her mom. Kathy, my wife, is a school teacher. She teaches at Holy Trinity, teaches a technology class there, and she really enjoys that. And then our last of the line is Andrew, and he'll be a sophomore at Dowling Catholic starting this fall. And right now he got his first part-time job at the Fairway store in Pleasant Hill, and I think he likes doing that. And he is also an avid cross-country runner. He really enjoys that sport.
Good.
And has really excelled in that. So.
Well, great. He's a wonderful young man. Got great... you know, speed, so it's hard to catch him when he's moving through. So tell us a little bit about the Iowa State Fair. You know, we're out here today in this absolutely beautiful weather. What do you do here? Now, is this a full-time responsibility for you too, Frank?
Yes, it is. You know, a lot of folks, when they ask me where I work, I tell them I work for the Iowa State Fair, and the next question they ask, and every full-time employee here will tell you the same thing, they ask, is that full-time? Because we only think of the fair for 11 days a year. But our fairgrounds is busy throughout the year. So my job here at the fair, my role here, is I am the assistant director of plant operations under my director, Scott Worth. And basically we take care of all the plant operations, the physical operations here. Everything from mowing grass, trimming trees, flushing toilets, cleaning toilets, to putting roofs on buildings, facilitating repairs, keeping up all of the structures. It's quite a job. And in our maintenance department, we have 38 full-time staff members in the maintenance department alone. And during this time of the year, our maintenance staff grows to about 130 with the seasonal and part-time staff that come in to help us out. During the daytime, during the fair, my main job is I take care of things down at the grandstand on behalf of Gary Slater, the manager of the fair. And so I spend my days and evenings at the grandstand. I get to help with the concerts and backstage, taking care of all the needs that come up with all that happens there. And we put on 11 concerts a year here, and it's such a short time that it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal. But if you think about it, if you were a Wells Fargo Arena or a CY Stevens or somewhere like that, if you had one big concert a month, you would be very busy. Well, we have a year's worth of concerts in 11 days, in a sense. So it's very busy, and that's kind of where I spend my time. Prior to this job, I was a carpenter, and in our carpenter shop, those fellows are busy taking care of all the needs of the things that might happen during the daytime. With at any one time, we could have 110,000 people on the grounds on a busy day. Doors get broken, windows get broken, locks don't work. Park benches, a board might break and need repaired. Mm-hmm. So they're busy taking care of those types of tasks. We have electricians, painters, two full-time plumbers that obviously with a crowd like that, you know, they're busy all day long.
Right. So one of the things you think about, you know, as you come out to the fair, of course, are the politicians. Huh?
Yes.
And the soapbox. And, of course, every time we have a caucus here in Iowa, you draw a lot of the politicians. I see the Vice President Biden was here yesterday.
Yes, I heard he was here. I did not get to see him, but I heard that he was here.
Yeah, he drew a big crowd, huh? And so I think... Julian Castro, some of the people who are here today are going out to listen to him today.
Sure.
And so it must create, in and of itself, quite a bit of excitement and bring the press out.
Well, it does. a couple of years ago when our current president was running for president, Donald Trump, that was really a busy time then, and much like it's busy now. I guess it kind of shows how important and what a I guess the pulse of the country, in a sense, maybe on the Iowa State Fair, because we have such a diverse population here at the fair, and it's kind of a, I don't know. I think the nation, in my viewpoint, is I think the nation kind of looks up to Iowa and looks to the Iowa State Fair as kind of a sounding board. It's kind of a place where, if we're going to get started to do something and do it big, we're going to come to the fair and do it. And I think that's what brings those politicians here.
Right, they come unload their buses and go down that fairway track. And
they certainly do.
Little hassled sometimes too.
Yeah.
So they have to. It's good that I don't know. Iowa and ice might melt away a little bit.
Well, sometimes.
Never, Bishop.
Right. What's that? Iowa and ice, is that a truth or is that just something? That's
no, I think Iowa and ice is a truth. As I said earlier about the grandstand, I get to see people from all points of the world, in a sense, and I think that they're most generally impressed with Iowans.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the maintenance shop as a carpenter, I would be in various buildings getting prepped for the fair, and the vendors would be moving in. And so they travel the country selling their wares. And one couple a few years ago told me that they just love coming to the Iowa State Fair because this is a place where they feel that they can let their children run free on the fairgrounds and not be concerned about their well-being. Several other places in our nation, it's not so friendly, I guess, and they really enjoyed coming to the fair and having that to look forward to. So I think that really said a lot.
And if I wanted to go to Mass on a Sunday morning, is there an opportunity here at the Iowa State Fair?
Well, we do, and when I first started here, I guess you could have knocked me over with a feather when I found out that we celebrated Mass here on the fairgrounds.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Where can they find that Mass?
It's at Pioneer Hall.
Okay.
I believe it starts at 7:15 a.m. in the morning, and it's not your typical Mass. It's in the barn, and you're on benches and whatnot, and the stage is behind the altar, but we have Mass, and it's a wonderful thing.
Attorney Hurley is the ordinary celebrant.
He is. Uh-huh. He's been the celebrant for our Masses here for the last, I would say 4 years at least.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then they have it, what time again is it?
7:15, I believe
okay.
it is.
Mm-hmm. And how about the Feast of the Assumption? Would they have a Mass, that day? I heard that they did.
I think they did last year. I haven't heard this year whether or not we will or not.
Okay, so there's an opportunity to get here early. It's nice to be out here, come the first through the gates.
Yes.
They come to the Pioneer Hall, have the Mass at 7:15, and Monsignor Hurley. So that's on Sunday mornings, both Sunday mornings.
Both first, Sunday mornings, yes. And one thing that's interesting there is when I've come to Mass here, and you see the same people year after year. It's like
is that right?
It's kind of a family type thing, Yeah.
State Fair Parish.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
They know the familiarity and kind of enjoy the opportunity to be together, and that kind of highlight for the year for them, maybe.
Sure.
To Mass at the Iowa State Fair. And then also I think St. Joseph Parish is open to all of the, fairgoers also and fair participants.
It is.
They have a lot of, I hear, great participation in the Mass, et cetera.
It is, yeah. During the fair, I think the population or the Mass attendance up there picks up because of all the people here on the grounds.
Uh-huh.
We have our campgrounds, which is full of folks, and some of them will come to daily Mass or Sunday Mass because they'll be in the campgrounds camping before the fair actually starts, so they have the opportunity to go up to St. Joe's for that.
Do you have any memorable moments here at the fair over the years?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what it would be. There, so many things happen, and it seems like when the fair opened yesterday morning, it seemed like I hadn't left last year's fair. It's just like continually rolling.
Together,
I guess it would just be mornings like today, a beautiful morning when the fairgrounds are starting to load with people, and they're coming in, they're excited, they don't know what to expect or what they're, some of them have a plan, you can tell that they're on a mission to go see whatever it is they've got on their list, and others are just kind of meandering in and looking for a good place to find a fresh hot cinnamon roll and a cup of coffee.
That's right. Yeah, they have something that kind of a target that they
exactly
early on in the day and all that sort of thing. And so it's what you would say a good, clean, healthy experience out here?
I would say so. I would think that this has got to be the most family-friendly place to come and for entertainment and to spend the day. I can't think of a better opportunity.
And Kelly told me there's 70 new foods out here this year. Is that true?
That's what I've heard, yes. I haven't tried them yet, but I've heard there are.
And, you know, you're compensated. You can walk a lot. If you decide
that's right. That's
you
right.
Know, indulge yourself in these.
And where's the deep fat fried butter on a stick? I think that's what Bishop Pates was
He's looking for that.
Looking for that, right.
we better keep him away. We won't tell him where it's at.
Okay.
I don't want to have to waddle.
Exactly.
So good, yeah, that's wonderful. And I think also, you know, lots of entertainment. We're right in front of the Bill Riley stage right now. And
yes.
Seeing all the young people excited about their opportunity to share their gifts and their talents with others. So that's a wonderful experience also.
It is.
So, and what do you do when the fair is over? You kind of take a day off or so?
No, I'll be here the week after the fair. We're all of our full-time staff is kind of highly encouraged to be here. We have to start putting things away and getting the place cleaned up, and then our September rolls right into the interim events that take place on the fairgrounds as far as craft shows, flea markets, things of that nature. So we're very, very busy throughout the year facilitating other events other than the fair.
How about that? You must get some break, vacation somewhere along the line.
I'm looking forward to a week or two this fall, and hopefully do some camping and fishing with the family.
Wonderful.
Looking
well,
forward to
that.
Well,
thanks for being with us, Frank. And when our friends come out at the State Fair, they know who's behind it and who's does all the work. So thank you.
Well,
for
I'm just one of many, yes. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to In the Heartland of Bishop Pates on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Helping more and more families send their kids to Catholic school. That's great because more and more families qualify for tuition assistance every year. Your generosity makes a huge difference for thousands of families and kids who really need help. Plus, your donation qualifies you for great tax credits. Want to help? Please donate at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates is heard every Friday morning at 9 across Central Iowa on Iowa Catholic Radio and in Nebraska and Southwest Iowa on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins of the Diocese of Des Moines. We're live from the Iowa State Fair. Well, a great show, Bishop.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kelly, and good to be with you. You know, it's very interesting, as they say, that on Sunday mornings at 7:15 at Pioneer Hall, have the Mass. But in between that, then and there, we have a lot of representation, especially organized through Deacon Bradley and Deacon Tom Bradley, who is a very active permanent deacon in the Diocese of Des Moines. And he had the brainchild a few years ago to get the deacons out here and to witness and kind of an evangelization spirit to greet people, talk to people, to offer them kind of an opportunity to meet with the deacon, talk with the deacon. Also, there is, I think, some scheduled opportunities for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So he also encourages some of our priests to come and to right here on the grounds of the Iowa State Fair, that they have that wonderful opportunity also to nurture and strengthen their faith life. So
Sure. We're
extraordinarily grateful for that. So folks, when you come by, you'll know in a very special way that would to the find right by the Bill Riley stage that you have here the KWKY Iowa Catholic Radio tents and presents. And I think we want you to know that we welcome you and are so very grateful to you for stopping by, especially Deacon Bradley and all the others who have done so much to provide for this opportunity. Last week also had the time, opportunity to go to Minneapolis, you know, up there with God's country, and for the Knights of Columbus Supreme Convention. And we had some 46, I think, representatives from the state of Iowa, mm-hmm. and a number of the Knights of Columbus from the Diocese of Des Moines. And also, you know, we're so very proud of our friend, the state secretary, not secretary, the head Knight of Columbus.
State deputy?
State deputy, thank you. Antonio Vanuelos, who just mm-hmm. started, then Paul Lee, who's beginning too. So they were very excited, and I think, you know, that the Knights of Columbus, as they move forward, are particularly concentrating on the civility of our national life. You know, given those horrible events that occurred in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, and then, you know, the rhetoric sometimes that just undermining kind of the unity that is so extraordinarily important in our country. And, you know, when we think about it, just like we're talking to Frank, his son, Brad, went down to Mexico, made some good friends with the Mexicans, mm-hmm. and, you know, recognized them as people just like ourselves. And you go through the whole state fair here today, and all shapes and sizes and colors, all that sort of thing, and people are just together enjoying one another and having a good time. So I think that that is really key for the what the Knights are undertaking is to you know, encourage that sentiment, because we can just as well get along and be civil to one another, as well as kind of have all the frustrations and difficulties and, you know, the separations, the divisions, which are so very sad to see in our contemporary time. So we want to congratulate the Knights of Columbus that they have been extraordinarily helpful in working on that sort of activity. So finally, just want to say that the course of last week had the opportunity to travel to Greenfield, Iowa, for Mass there at St. John's, and also at the at our own cathedral for the Masses with the married people and celebrating their anniversaries. As Frank said, he and his wife will have their 30th anniversary coming up here in the fall, and so many others. So it was a great joy to be with them, to salute the great gift of marriage, what that all means, and to encourage our people again along the ways of the commitment and love and sacrifice that's necessary, you know, to really complete a marriage. But they're all excited, and especially those, you know, who had under the belt 50 years of marriage, and they were there with their families, and we really want to celebrate them. So kind of an extended congratulations to all those who may not have been with us, but again, upholding in a very special way the very great gift of marriage that is really a part, such an essential part of our life together. So thanks, Kelly, and thanks for being out here on this very beautiful day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining us for another edition of In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, live from the Iowa State Fair. Thank you to our guests and all of our listeners in Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates comes to you on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com, spiritcatholicradio.com, and heard on smartphones everywhere.